Monday, February 22nd, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report on the grains. USDA says that if farmers will add 2 million acres of corn, it would yield a trend line 179.5 bushel per acre, that the year-to-year corn carryover would increase from 1.502 billion to 1.552 billion, a whopping pitiful 50 million bushel. They are understating Chinese corn purchases to start with, the beginning carryout being closer to 1.1 to 1.2 billion bushel pipeline supply. There's a 70% chance of a below-trend line yield in a La Nina year. If the 2021 corn yield is no better than last year's 172 bushel per acre times harvested acres times a 7.5 bushel per acre yield reduction from the current USDA yield projection for a La Nina, that deducts about 628 million bushel from production, cutting the new carryover by half. The carryover number that I came up with was 570 million bushel. It will not get that low because the price of corn will go high enough first that the global end users reduce consumption. There is currently no real evidence that the rationing process has started. That is in part because USDA balance sheets show no need for rationing. They only show a farm price of $4.20 to $4.30. The price of corn is going down, not up, according to USDA. Ask the question, have they been right? Did they get 2020 yields and demand right in real time? No, they did not. There's opportunity in that. Ethanol plants were vulnerable to the cold weather, which should probably show up in this week's production report. Ethanol margins are such that when natural gas prices soared, some decided to sell their natural gas back to the market and take some time off. Gasoline prices have popped at the pump, so ethanol is priced right for blending. For soybeans, USDA sees 6.9 million additional acres from last year with a 50.8 bushel per acre yield, boosting production enough that our carryover increases a whopping 25 million bushel from 120 to 145 million. That is a testimony to global demand. Chinese demand is not a one-year thing. Crush margins in China are positive yet at these prices. A 0.27 bushel per acre decline in the average yield wipes out the entire increase in the projected carryover. New crop soybeans are too cheap. This market needs more acres. USDA found the acres to increase planted acres of crops by reducing their projection for prevent plant. That is likely correct. It is unlikely that conditions will be too wet this year, which is what caused the increase in prevent plant the last 2 years. If we go into the other extreme and acres get planted, but the La Nina produces drought, the production loss comes from fewer harvested acres and lower yields. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. The USDA's wheat balance sheet differed from corn and soybeans, and it showed a tightening of stocks from 836 million to 698 million. They reduced acres by 2 million to 45 million acres with a 49.1 bushel per acre yield. Last year's yield was 49.7, so they are taking off something for the drought in the plains. The three-year average wheat yield is 48.5 bushel per acre, and the La Nina year wheat yield should be lower than average. The La Nina has not gone anywhere. A climate scientist for Nutrien Ag Solutions, Eric Snodgrass, forecasted weeks ago that while it was still dry in Brazil then, that he saw conditions swinging to where that they become too wet during harvest. I would say that he nailed that. They are struggling to get soybeans out in Brazil with a reported record armada of ships backed up at ports waiting for the soybeans to load. True to form, for the La Nina, the drought is now concentrated on southernmost Brazil and Argentina. The buffer to drought there has been moderate temps, but they are now forecast to heat up, which will exacerbate the crop stress. Every 1 million metric ton they lose is 36.74 million bushels less production. USDA projected a 25 million bushel year-to-year increase in our carryover, which is not even 1 million metric ton. While the fundamentals appear strong, Chicago border trade markets all have some technical barriers to overcome to reaffirm uptrends. There's no buffer to new crop soybean stocks, so November soybeans are likely to try to add additional acres. Corn has none to give up. Cotton is up into new highs, not wanting to give up any acres either. A Texas subscriber says that many locals are not so happy about the influx of Californians. He noted that they have a bumper sticker that says, "Welcome, Californians, now get." The same subscriber says that they started planting corn last year on February 20th. This year the snow has to melt first. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing services, contact us at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.